This petition, 43,000 people, shows very clearly that there is a broad campaign across Australia against the Stronger Futures legislation. It's in fact wrongly named. It is not going to provide for a stronger future for Aboriginal people. In fact, it undermines a stronger future because it takes away self-determination. It disempowers Aboriginal people and it devalues their culture. And they're the very things that we ought to be valuing and building up from the bottom up, from the Aboriginal communities themselves. Instead of this legislation is top-down and punitive. And there is no evidence to suggest anywhere that top-down, punitive measures actually help Aboriginal people. There's plenty of evidence to the contrary to show that top-down, punitive measures have failed. As to the consultation, the government says it is done. When you go out and talk to Aboriginal people, they tell you that the consultation was a farce, that there was no genuine consultation in community about the results of what has happened with the intervention so far. So the Greens are going to take a very strong stand against this legislation, which will undermine a stronger future for Australia's Aboriginal people. And we will argue that very strongly through the Senate. And I'm hoping that this petition of 43,000 people and this fantastic group of people we have here today from a whole lot of community organisations, from churches, all in solidarity with Australia's Aboriginal people, I hope that will influence colleagues in the Senate to recognise that this is the wrong way, that we need to go back, and that we need to be empowering Aboriginal people and giving them a sense of ownership over their own future, their own communities, their own economic well-being instead of this appalling punitive measure. I'll now take questions, or anyone here will take any questions in relation to Stronger Future.